not about me. It's not about Russell. It's about us tonight.
Oh, it's partially
and it's about
me.
And it's about you with your friends. And thanks for giving us a glimpse into that, man. Thanks for being there.
All right, Tony.
Good
man.
Talking
hey.
To you.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Hey, see you, buddy.
Thank you. And, Jerry, you told me something. You said something last week that a guy sent a really, really long email to me at TonyBasilio.com for my daily blog, and I published it this week, and it was a beautiful sentiment from a guy who said that Jerry touched my heart when you talked about how growing up in Oak Ridge, how going to the Neyland Stadium, how you became a fan and how it never left you, and you get together with people out in Seattle. And you were talking about that in light of Arkansas literally kicking our ass somewhere up around our shoulders, as the saying goes.
It was beautiful.
And what you said, Jerry, was just so spot on. I know you can't remember it because you have a mind like a sieve. But if you could, man, it really would be great if you could remember it.
Yeah, so I think basically what I said was in these moments, man, like you gotta cherish these moments. And I think it was a caller. Wasn't it a caller who said that they were debating on whether or not they were going to go back? And I think we all just said, hey, I mean, you gotta go back. I mean, the experience about you, the fan, the team, and the players, it's not about Butch Jones. I mean, but who knows how long he's going to be here as the head coach. So, you know, you as a fan, I mean, you know, if the best thing that you can do is, man, go travel with the team. You know, be there with them, experience that whole thing, get beat up a little bit. And then, you know, tonight, I mean, these kind of victories, you know, celebrate with the team as well. That's what it's all about. It is not, you know, about coaching staffs and this and that. And I think I said too, you know, my dad used to take us over there to the games. My dad and Kwayu Graham's dad, the ex-Austin East coach, defense coordinator out at Oak Ridge right now, they both used to take us to the games, and they'd have us wait at gate 21 where the guys walk down to the locker room, and we'd wait there after the games. And I can just remember, it'd be late, and we had no business up at that time of the night. Sometimes those night games, but just waiting for Andre Kramer to come out there, waiting for Willie Gault to come out that
yep,
gate.
Yep, yep.
Guys like Alan Cockrell to come out of there, Sam Grady. I mean, it was Kwayu's dad who introduced me to Andre Kramer. I thought that was the coolest thing on earth. And you know, it's times like that I can remember just as a young kid that made me a fan forever. And I didn't care if they won, lose, or back then, you know, they had the ties. I wanted to go to those games. And I can remember when my mom actually started letting me rotate with her. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. So that's what it's all about as a fan. And, you know, right now, especially while we're just, football is not what we want it to be.
No.
Yeah, that's what you got to draw from.
That's right.
That's what it's
that's
all
right.
about.
Anthony, my son just got back, and he was hanging out with those guys on G10. I'm just kidding. He's 16, but he had one of his little buddies over here, and his little buddy, Andy Kofer, I said to him, how'd you like today's game, man? He said, that was the best day of my life. He said, that's how much I like that game. He said, now I understand what the big deal is. I've never understood what the big deal was till now.
Oh, well, just wait till you... I mean, that was a big win.
That was nothing
but it's
compared
nothing,
to what it is.
Yeah, to beating Florida.
When you get
good,
that momentum going
beating
and you start
Alabama.
Climbing that mountain, and you get to, like, November, and that thing really starts to... The pressure builds on you. That is so freaking fun. And we get to get on the air and start talking trash to people again, and... As for right now, though, this is what it is.
Baby steps.
It's fun, though. Let's get back to the phones. Get our next call in. Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction. I got to leave in one more call. Hello.
Hey, Tony, buddy.
Hey, Raji.
Hey, man. What's going on, man? I thought the balls or not.
It's great to see, wasn't it, buddy?
It's awesome. I was there Donnie, I want your game.
Oh man, you should have come over to our tailgate, Raj.
I couldn't find you. I meant you when your friends. I couldn't find you anywhere. So I tried to find you though. I couldn't find you anywhere. I don't want you to die, you know. Exactly. So I tried, I couldn't find you anywhere. My friend told me that you was out. My friend took me to the game, but I couldn't find you now, so I tried.
So, Raj, what do you think, buddy? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, it was awesome, Tony. It was awesome. And this really was awesome. I even met a Jordan fan too. That was cool, Bob, to me. He was nice too. So it was nice to meet a Jordan fan. And I met Bill Hadman too, this afternoon too, Tony. You remember Bill Hasman?
The governor of the state?
Yeah.
I kind of remember him.
Yeah, I met him this afternoon.
Wow. Did you take out a loan?
No.
He got a lot of money in his pockets.
But Tony, how about them Vols, Raj? It's a big win for Tennessee, really awesome, wasn't it?
Here we are at 1 o'clock in the morning, Raj, still doing our thing. You know it?
Yeah, really awesome.
I'm happy. You're so excited, you can't sleep.
Did you get to meet Jeb Bush, or perhaps Dr. Ben Carson?
Jeb Bush was here today. Did you know that?
He was.
Yeah, this is the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Was Ben Carson at the game?
I think he was in town. I don't know if he's at the game.
Yeah, he's at Books A Million tomorrow, signing books.
Wow.
Jerry, you like Ben Carson, or you think he's a tool of the New World Order?
I love me some Ben Carson.
Jerry, how about your ball, Jerry? Ain't that awesome that Tennessee won, Jerry?
Yeah, it was, Rosé. Rosé, that was one of those things where... As a ball fan, we have just gotten beat up on, so much over the Dooley years, early Butch Jones. And what I loved about this one, Rosé, is that, you could just see these kids, man. This is such a unique, group of kids that we have right now. You could just see these kids the first few games in every scenario, whether win, lose, or draw. These kids, they just keep on fighting. That's what you gotta love about them. And you just knew at some point, one of these games they were gonna get, one of these games that we've been losing down the stretch. Yeah. You knew that just with that kind of effort that they keep, bringing each week, you knew that one of these were gonna turn our way, Rosé. That's how I saw this game tonight.
Oh yeah, that was an awesome win. And Tony, I'll tell my friend, My friend, they finally won the game. We finally got over the hump, Tony. It's really awesome feeling, Tony. It's a great feeling, you know, for my birthday too, Tony.
Your birthday's when, Raj? When's your birthday?
It's Tuesday.
When's basketball media days, Dubsy? I think I'm going to have to take Raj miniature golf instead of basketball media days.
We have that in Charlotte now, right?
No. I mean Rick Barnes media day. I think I'm going to have to take Raj miniature golf. Would you cover that for me, Rick Barnes media day?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all about
Raj, it's being Oak Ridge, Tony.
Yeah.
Raj, I love you.
Good balls. See y'all.
Yes. Thank you, brother. Let's get back to our phones. Get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. Good evening. How are you, buddy?
Hey, who's us?
This is Trey Wallace, first-time caller.
Hey, Trey. Thanks for being there.
I started picking up on your show this year, and it's been an absolute privilege. I've been listening to you guys since the first game of the season. I got kind of tipped off from you guys, and being in the radio business, sports radio, I work in Nashville now, and I'm from Mobile, Alabama. And look, this win tonight, and I hope you give me just a second. Me and my father, I'm 30 years old. Me and my father would travel 8 hours every weekend from Mobile, Alabama, to Knoxville, Tennessee. On Friday nights, after I got done performing in the drum line, we would leave at 9 o'clock at night and drive up to the Tennessee games. And we did that for 15 years. I moved to Nashville 3 years ago, and it sure as hell made that drive a lot easier for me, since it's only 3 hours now and he still drives the 8 hours. But the point I'm getting at is there's two games in my life that I look back on, and this is going to be one of them, that says, wow, this is an amazing time to be a Tennessee fan just for experiences like this. And the first one was back in 04 when we played LSU on a Monday night. And we lived in Mobile, and we drove over on that Monday night and saw the Tennessee comeback to beat LSU with Rick Clawson. And then to see a game like this tonight, where my dad couldn't be there tonight, he was there last weekend, but he couldn't make that 9-hour trip again this weekend. And it was me and my cousin sitting in the stands. And when we were down, Tony, I looked at my cousin and I said, you know what? Okay, we've been in this situation before. Let's see what this team really, really has in them. You know, we've been up all this time. Now we're down big. Let's see what they've got. And for them to come back and put everything else aside, put the last week's BS aside, put the last week, the last 3 weeks worth of mess aside, for that team and for those young men to step back and outscore Georgia 38-7 down the stretch, it goes to show you the kind of guts and the kind of crap they've been putting up with that they just put aside. And they just dealt with as a team, and they came together. It was so inspirational to see those young men be able to celebrate in the stands. And I'm a 30-year-old guy. And let me tell you something also. I graduated from the University of Alabama, but I had a big-ass Tennessee flag sitting in my living room every weekend. And I took a lot of crap for it. But I absolutely enjoyed tonight, and I'm proud of this team. And I hope they turn it around. And I absolutely love your show because of the crap that I have to listen to in Nashville all the time. And I actually work for a radio station in Nashville, a sports radio station. But to be able to listen to what you put out there is absolutely amazing for the Tennessee fan base, and you shoot it straight. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate it. I hope Tennessee fans enjoy these next 2 weeks. And let's go down to Tuscaloosa, and let's shock the world again, and let's kick their ass. And I appreciate everything you do for us, Tony.
How great is that going to be if we can beat Alabama? And let me tell you something. With this young team, nothing's off the table. They should have had Oklahoma and should have had Florida. I mean, let's face the facts here. Nothing's off the table. And Alabama is not a world beater. They struggled tonight with Arkansas. Alabama is beatable offensively. They are beatable.
Yeah, and watching that second half of the football game when I got out, we got all the way up here to Fitch Ford. To our cabin up here in Ware's Valley, so I got to watch the second half. Yes, Alabama's beatable, and we've seen that over the last couple weeks. But I was sitting, and I don't know what it was, Tony. Man, I love the way that you talk to your callers. It is like a family. You know, I've sat around the same people now for 25 years of my 30 life.
What we do. This is family. It's what
we
do.
And after that game, when we finally won, I'm not going to lie, as a 30-year-old man, I shed a tear for some reason. And I think it was just because of the emotion of everything that we've put in for the last 7 years to deal with this crap, with the coaching situation, the horrible administration that Tennessee has. I shed a tear. And I think it was just because finally the emotion just came over me. And I was so excited for the young men and the fans out there and the older fans and the younger fans also. And I hope everybody just savors this night in these next 2 weeks, and talk as much mess as you want to. But I'm telling you, Tennessee right now should be 5-1, but we're sitting at 3-3.
That's okay.
But
that's
there's
right.
A long way to go, guys.
Thank you, man. Great phone call. And you know
Tony,
what?
Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for the kind words. I really appreciate it, more than you'll ever know. There's nothing wrong with saying the team should be 5-1, Jerry. I don't think we're being bad fans or whatever we're being. And there have been a lot of grown people tonight admitting they're crying. admitting that they cried tonight, Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, look, and especially some of the meltdowns in the Dooley era there, and just this year is tougher because, you know, you feel so bad for the guys because they actually are, they're giving it all for Tennessee, just like that sign says, you know, before they come out there onto that field. You know, some of those Dooley teams, to me, they were more meltdowns than they were, just getting beat, by another team who was out there competing just as hard as you. So this team here, this is what makes you hate for this team to see lose. Cause you know out there, you can see them out there just giving it every inch of breath that they have to try to come through in a victory. And like you said, going into next week, this game here against Alabama, this team, I would be literally scared of Tennessee right now if I'm Alabama, and especially playing against a Josh Dobbs. Cause if I'm looking at him, I'm going, dang, this guy's like robo quarterback. He does not quit. Just when you think that, oh, he's out of a rhythm or, you know, he had completed this, man, that boom, now he comes back with this spectacular play, you know, to regain that momentum. So it really is an exciting time right now, and just watching this team and just, you know, how they're, you know, they're keeping themselves in this season. I
keeping it real. Jerry, I love you. Stay right there. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tone, T-A-S.
Hey, who's this?
T-A-S, Tone.
T-A-S, okay. Tennessee Insurance Services.
You know Zach?
Who's Zach?
He's with Tennessee Insurance.
Zach Attack? Now I know a Zach guy named Attack. Stu Oakes.
You do know that he's a good little insurance guy, isn't he?
Yeah. He does real good works, actually. He did a real good work with Roger, who just called a few minutes ago. He does real good works, and fake Dane Bradshaw got credit for it.
He always loves to take credit.
But anyway, we didn't call to talk about that. Or I'm sorry, you called me.
I did.
To talk to me. What do you think?
How about that crowd, Tone?
Isn't that incredible how great our fans are?
You cannot deny that we're the best fan base in the country.
I never, ever, 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 ever would deny. I can't believe that there was a list this week. Jerry Glanville said it best. He brought it up on the show Thursday. We were live at the Hardee's all the way down at Campbell Station Road, and Jerry Glanville looked at me and said, did you see that list that somebody published that had the top 15 fan base in America, and this place wasn't one of them? He said, show me a place in America where they've had more horrible football to watch and they continue to fill their stadium. Because it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
The team is 2-3 and had the three of the most heartbreaking losses you've ever seen. And that place was packed and as loud, maybe louder than Oklahoma.
Yes, and it was really a hard stadium to get into, too. There were a lot of people trying to get in.
There was a lot of people trying to get in the hunt and the mix. It was kind of like the fifth quarter.
I would agree. I've had people texting me and or tweeting, rather, telling me they've been trying to get in for hours and weren't able to get in, like 4 or 5 hours.
That's incredible.
It's cool, man, isn't it? I mean, when you do something that people appreciate, it's not anything special we're doing. It's just people appreciate it.
It's for the common fan.
Yeah, we're having fun.
How about Les? Are you watching this President's Cup?
I am watching the Cal Wisconsin game. We're not allowed to talk golf on here, Tack Air Spike. I made my son turn it off.
He's a good little player, by the way, so I enjoyed seeing the guy play.
My son?
Yeah, he's a good little golfer.
He's a quality young man. I'm proud of my boy. He's a quality young man.
He's a good kid. Did you enjoy that picture of the selfie of us and T-Rock?
Picture of you and your, well, you, yeah, I love memories. I love seeing T-Rob and the memories of that. And T-Rob told me he was down eating, down on Cumberland Avenue, and I sent him he was down at Copper Cellar. I sent him the picture of that woman, in Neyland Stadium. Did you see that? The woman,
I did.
And he said, texted me back and said, "Man, why are you texting that to me while I'm eating?" And I said, "That's exactly why I did that."
Yeah, it was incredible.
Was that in your section? Is that where the people you hang around with? Is that how they?
I don't know. That looked like a trough, didn't it?
Yeah, a trough.
I thought they got rid of the trough.
Oh, really? Have they gotten rid of the troughs in the stadium? No, there are still some troughs in the stadium.
Yeah. Trough is alive and well.
Come on, brah.
Come on, brother.
Yeah, we're going to beat Alabama, aren't we? You feel it?
We might need you down there, Tone.
I think we have a bad connection, but I hope you have a great night. Thank you, Tack Air Spike. We must have a bad connection. Okay, this is our final call of the night. We're going up on 6 hours. Hello and welcome. Yes, hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, get on in here.
Hello?
Yeah, get on in here.
Hey, Tony, this is Chip from Texas.
Hey, my man, what's up, brother?
Well, we're leaving for China tomorrow night, but I'm sitting here watching the replay of the game with my wife and listening to your show.
Thank you, brother. I love you guys, man.
Yeah, we love you too, Tony. But it's kind of been interesting this year. I haven't had a chance to watch any of the games live, but I've DVR'd the big games, and always when I do that, I kind of wait till the end to not find out who won, and I've been disappointed a lot this year. So, but this year, today I decided I'd just go on and look at what the score was, and found out we won, so when I got home, I turned your show on and enjoyed listening to you. And
isn't this fun? We went to college together, and Chip is in student ministry down in the inner city Houston area, and it's incredible, man. I mean, this is incredible fun, and I am one tired cowboy, Chip.
I bet you are.
Doing this for 6 hours. I feel like my brain has been sucked out of my head. Laura gets mad at me. She's like, you can't do it that long. And I said, well, come on, honey. This is, you know, this is fun. Football season only lasts 12 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job. I always love to listen to you when I can listen either live or on the website.
And you will represent for our volunteers when you go to China.
I will. Yeah, I will.
How long are you going over there? How long are you going?
We're going for 2.5 weeks. We're going to bring home a new son from China.
Oh, man, I love hearing that.
Yeah, so we'll miss the Alabama game, but we'll get to check in on it, and hopefully we'll come out with a win.
Wow, you took my breath away, man. Thanks for sharing that with me, man.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, can I make a plug for your fans that are still listening tonight?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a great movie coming out next weekend, a football movie. And it'd be a great thing to go see during the off weekend. But it's a movie called Woodlawn. It's a true story about a high school football team in Alabama in the early 70s during the racial tension. But we're going to be buying up a bunch of shows in Houston and taking high school kids to see it. But the movie is very similar to kind of Remember the Titans type story, except it's got a real strong spiritual element. It's got some great actors in it. John Voight plays Bear Bryant. Rudy, Sean Austin, plays the chaplain for the team. But it's a great movie. I've seen it, and I think it's going to be...
It's called what? What's it called again?
It's called Woodlawn.
Woodlawn. All right, man.
Yeah, so encourage people to go see it. It's a great movie, and I think it's going to have a great impact on our country, on where we're at right now with a lot of the racial tension that has been in the realm over the last couple of years.
Thank you, Chip. Love
you,
brother.
Yeah, thank you, Tony.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
Yeah, take care.
See you, man.
God bless.
God bless you, man. You know what's great about football and sports, Stubbs, and you don't think about it because we do this every day, and you too, Jerry, and let's just end here, is that it's such a unifying thing, and Chip had me thinking, when we do sports, we don't think about race. You ever notice that, Jerry?
Yeah, I mean, one of the interesting things about our fan base, have you ever noticed how many African Americans are at our games at Tennessee?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you look around the country, I mean, just, you know, at first glance, I really don't recall, especially the college game. Now, you might, some of the NFL stadiums, depending on, you know, who you like to watch. But usually, just the college games, you don't see that many African-American students and fans just within the fan base. So I thought that was an awesome thing. And just that picture right there at the end, you know, with Dobbs and Kamara and those guys.
Yep.
They're just all right there, amongst the students. I mean,
it's such a beautiful thing. And you know what?
I'm watching. Beautiful picture.
Oh, it's beautiful. I'm watching. They just showed the Utah stands when you said that. And of course, they're about a 50-50 racial mix.
It's a very diverse group.
Very diverse. Russell, give me a final thought here on the way out. 6 hours later, you big lug, you.
Oh, it's great.
Plug what you do, you big lug.
Well, we'll be on the air from 3 to 6 Monday. We're on weekdays from 3 to 6 on Knox Talk Radio, 94.3 FM, online at knoxtalkradio.com, and be sure to follow me on Twitter, at RussellWNFC.
Jerry Colquitt, I love you, man.
You too, bro. This was a great one, man. This was nice.
Fun, right? Fun. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate you being here, man.
Later.
Appreciate you being a friend. I want to thank my friends at Smartway, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, First Mortgage Lenders, Tennessee Sports Medicine Group, Cazzy's, where we'll be for the Alabama game in a couple weeks. Till we meet again, I'll be live with you Monday from 1 to 3 Eastern Time or on demand anytime on the app. Really want to thank you for being there. Jerry's right. It's a special one. It was a lot of fun today. Really, really great day. Hey, and thanks to all who came out for the Fish Hospitality Pantry tailgate. We're going to feed literally thousands of people. Because of your generosity today. And it was really great. Hey, Russell, thanks, man. You know, I say this to you. We get to do this 12 out of 52 weeks, maybe 13 with a bowl game. You kind of started in the business under me. Man, I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, man. Proud of you.
Proud of you.
Learn from the best.
Proud of you.
You're a beautiful man. I know I would never catch you.
Taking
a dump into the trough at Neyland Stadium.
I'm going to start to cry. No, literally, I'm the guy that's been on remotes. I've been to the woman's room several times, actually. I'm sorry, and here's why. If I go to a place and the door's locked and I've really got to go, I believe I'm going to always leave it better than I found it.
Well, I'll tell you this.
But I'm going to do my business.
Now that it's 1:30 in the morning, I feel like I can disclose this. Nobody's listening anymore.
Don't, right? No, stop.
No, listen.
Stop.
After
stop.
I do a show from 3 to 6.
Yes.
After 6 o'clock.
Yes.
It's oftentimes just myself and my partner, Richard Doherty, in the Knox Talk Radio Studios.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Women's room after the show. So much nicer in there.
Oh, it's not even close. Women have
men's
it so
room.
Much better.
Such a disaster.
Very mature
conversation.
Well, I have a great story for you off the air about something that happened to me a couple days ago. Until we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, I wish you a great night. Be blessed. It's such a blessing to be here. It was fun tonight. And how about our young Vols? That was fun. We get to talk about a win for a couple of weeks. I don't know what to do with myself. I really don't.
Dobbs nail boot.
The Dobbs nail boot game. That was really fun. Hey, I love you. Hope you have a great night, okay? Really fun. Thanks, Dubsy.
Yeah.
I got to find something cool to play. How about this? I'm going to take you down to Houston, where Chip is. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Your Eagles. In honor of Chip Kelly's Eagles, who I hope lose to the Saints later today, because I need him to get out of Dodge.
I'd like to play another song from Hotel California. This song features our drummer Don Henley on lead vocal. This is called Wasted Time.
There you stand with your little head down in your hand. Oh my God, you can't believe it's happening again. Your baby's gone and you're all alone, and it looks like the end. Back out on the street, and you're trying to remember. Oh, how do you start it over? I don't know if you can. You don't care much for a stranger's touch, but you can't hold your man. Never thought you'd be alone this far down the line, but I know what's been on your mind. You're afraid it's all been wasted time. Got you thinking about the first time that you fell. You loved the boy too much. Now no, you just love the boy too well. Stop my mind from wondering what I left behind, and from worrying about this wasted time. Love is come and gone. Get on with mine, and maybe some. that it wasn't really wasted time.
Wasted time.
One more time.
Thank you. Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you hurt. You draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. But a queen of hearts is always your best friend. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can. Oh, you ain't getting young. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom. Well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world alone. Your feet get cold in the wintertime. Sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the night from the day. Losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? From your fancy, open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow there. You better let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you.
You better let somebody love you. Before it's too late. Thank you.
Thank you.
I can tell you for all five of us up here, there's nothing more we appreciate than being able to play four or five ballads early on and have you listen to them, so we're going to kick off our shoes now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.